Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcast on the Team 980. You can hear us on the Odyssey app. Denton Day and Linnell Willingham in for B. Mitch and Finley. Hit us up on Twitter at the Denton Day at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. We will head now to the guest line. Chase Hughes here with us on B. Mitch and Finley. Chase, we've been talking a lot about the Wizards this first hour, but first, how are you, my friend? It's been a while.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Chase, what's going on, man? I'm glad we got you back. Look, I was telling Denton during the break I was about to start making free Chase Hughes shirts out here, man. We need my guy on the air.
Yeah, it's good to be on with you guys and to have something to talk about with the Wizards and obviously a big NBA game going on tonight.
So let's start with the Wizards because I do want to get your take on Game 7 before we let you get out of here. But we were talking about Michael Winger, and we were trying to describe who this guy is. Mm-hmm. You know more than us. Who is Michael Winger?
I think he's somebody who has a wide-ranging set of experience as an NBA executive and someone who has experience in a lot more than just a player and talent evaluation. He's someone who's got a law degree and has a good command of the CBA and the salary cap. He has, has executive experience managing people. And even, has dealt with things like designing facilities. During his time with the Clippers, they designed a practice facility. I understand he had an integral role in that. I think he's been with some pretty impressive organizations. You consider the success that the Clippers have had recently when he's been the GM. But also before that, with the Oklahoma City Thunder, he was the assistant GM under Sam Presti. I think a lot of basketball fans have come to know Sam Presti as one of the best executives in the sport in terms of finding talent in the draft. So I think it's a terrific person to have studied under for Michael Winger to have in his past.
Chase, the big question mark that I had, because obviously Linnell has questions, when it was initially announced, and help me break this down, the structure now of Monumental Basketball, because I got frustrated, Chase, honestly. When I see the title and then I see he's overseeing the Go-Go, which makes sense, and then the Mystics, I use the term, does Ted Leonsis treat the Wizards like the ugly stepchild of Monumental Sports? Why can't they have an executive that is strictly focused on them? The Mystics don't need help.
Well, anytime you're trying to hire somebody like a Michael Winger who is a GM of another team, you've got to give them a promotion to bring them to another franchise. So I think this is an elevated role from where he was at in L.A., and it's also a different role, as you kind of outlined, than what Tommy Shepard had here.
Right.
So he's the president of Monumental Basketball, and the way Monumental Basketball worked previously was you had Tommy Shepard, who was first he was the GM of the Wizards, then he was president and GM of the Wizards, and you had Sashi Brown, who came over from the NFL, who was also in Monumental Basketball, and it was kind of an equal standing between the two. This sort of centralizes the duties under one position, which is Michael Winger. So his exact involvement with the Mystics will be interesting to see because, they won a title recently. They've right. got a pretty sound operation going. And when it comes to the Go-Go, we'll also have to see with that because they have a GM and Amber Nichols, and it sounds like the general manager of the Wizards that Michael Winger is going to hire is going to oversee the go-go. So I think he'll oversee those teams, but I don't think it's necessarily going to detract from how he runs the Wizards.
What have you heard in terms of names for that general manager position that Michael Winger could potentially bring in here?
Not too many yet. Mark Stein reported Will Dawkins' name. He's with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that's probably the profile that this person will fit, where it's somebody that isn't a GM yet, or at least not currently. So if you want to pull from another team, again, you've got to promote them. And in that case, somebody who has overlapped with Michael Winger in the past, you know, it's probably going to be someone who, you know, worked with him in LA or Oklahoma City, or maybe even Cleveland, where Michael Winger was, to begin his executive career, but still in the early goings of that. So not too many names out there.
We're joined right now on the BetQL guest hotline by our pal Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Chase Hughes NBCS. Chase, the big thing that's being widely reported is what's easing the nerves of a lot of Wizards fans, that Michael Winger is going to have complete autonomy to shape this roster however he sees fit. I know our buddy Ben Golliver of the Washington Post got the opportunity to sit down with Michael Winger and Lawrence Frank. He was very high on Bradley Beal. Now, from my vantage point, Chase, I think Bradley Beal's contract's got to be the number one decision for Michael Winger when he gets in power and starts making moves. From your vantage point, do you believe the notion that he is going to have the free will to do whatever he wants?
I do believe that, because I've heard the same. And I think it doesn't necessarily mean they will go through a full rebuild. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's never done
sometimes
that.
What's that?
I said he's never done that before, go through a full rebuild.
Yeah, and, you know, if they do, that could take a while, and it's a long, process, lack of a better word. So it doesn't necessarily mean they'll go that route, but it does sound like he has full autonomy to decide whichever direction he wants to go. And it's an interesting time to take over a team, because obviously you mentioned Bradley Beal, and we all know he's got the no-trade clause, and he's mm-hmm. got 4 years left on his Supermax contract, but the second and third best players on the team could enter free agency in about a month. Kyle Kuzma and Kristaps Porzingis can both opt out of their deals. So there's a lot of moving parts with this roster. And, you know, he's taking over the team with less than a month to go before the draft. And after that will be free agency and trades. And basically there's a number of different directions they can go. So if they want to trigger a rebuild, obviously you probably got to do something with those big contracts. But in the case of Bradley Beal, you know, it would require a conversation and negotiating a deal, not only with another team, but also with him, because he's got the no trade clause and he's got a trade kicker. So he can really control his situation. If he does agree to, you know, getting traded in a general sense, then he's got to agree on the team that you send him to. And, you know, that could make matters a little bit different than your average trade. You know, if you were trying to start a rebuild, you generally would want to trade a player like that to a team that could net you some really high draft picks, but he's probably going to want to play for a team that's pretty good. It's not going to have, you know, the second or third or fourth overall pick in the coming years. It's probably going to be a team that sends you back the 27th or 29th pick, something like that. So there's a lot of things involved with that, but I would imagine all those potential scenarios would be considered.
Chase Hughes joining us here on Beamidge and Finley. You can find him on Twitter at Chase Hughes NBCS, talking to Washington Wizards. Now, you mentioned Kristaps Porzingis and Kyle Kuzma. Both those guys have the ability to opt out of their contract. Between the two, who do you think is more likely to play for the Wizards in 2023?
Oh, that's a great question. There's so many unknowns with new leadership in the front office coming in. Previously, I would honestly have expected both of them to be back. Mm-hmm. If I had to choose between the two, maybe I would say Kristaps Porzingis. I think both guys had great years last year, and both seem to enjoy playing in D.C. and being part of the Wizards. But Porzingis, I think, to an even greater degree, you know, there's parts of, you know, his situation that I think are really appealing to him, like the fact that it's a much quicker flight home to Latvia than it was in Dallas. And, you know, he likes being on the East Coast and he really seems to enjoy the city. They're both really good players, but Porzingis is the better of the two, I would say, because his offensive ceiling is so high and he's also a pretty good rim protector. So I think I would choose him of the two, but you know, both guys, there's positives on both sides of the negotiating table, I think, because those guys do enjoy playing here, and if they can get paid here, I can see why they'd want to stay.
Chase, I think I'm speaking for all Wizards fans right now. They better not let Porzingis out of this building. I mean, the fact that he was able to resurrect his career last year the way he did was absolutely inspiring, man. Mark Stein is reporting, Chase, that rival execs expect Washington to be quote-unquote aggressive in free agency. What do you make of that? Because I think bringing in a guy like Michael Winger, who's got respect and cachet around the league, may allow Washington to attract some more marquee free agents. But when you look at the books, Chase, where's the money coming from?
Yeah, that's surprising a little bit, just because it doesn't really seem like an obvious thing that they would do, just because they've got Bradley Beal signed to a supermax, and you know that straps you a little bit with the salary cap, and then you might have two more expensive contracts that you're taking on if you re-sign Kyle Kuzma and Kristaps Porzingis. In order to be aggressive in free agency, they would probably have to, you know, let those guys go outright and have a little bit of money to play with, or, you know, orchestrate some sign and trade. So maybe that's how they're aggressive in free agency, is with sign and trades. But it doesn't seem like the obvious timing and situation in terms of resources that would lend itself to an aggressive push in free agency. But we'll see. I mean, yeah. Michael Winger did make a huge splash in L.A. by getting Kawhi Leonard to come to the Clippers, so maybe he sees potential to do the same here.
All right, Chase, so we got Game 7 tonight between the Celtics and the Heat. This is a historic Game 7, of course. What did you make? I want to start with Game 6, though. What did you make of Game 6 and the way that Boston closed that out?
Oh, an incredible finish. I mean, there were so many points along the way where I was just convinced in my mind that one team was going to win, and then something else happened. I mean, Duncan Robinson missing those wide open threes.
Dude.
I thought the Heat had lost. I thought they had created the perfect shot for their best shooter, and he just missed, and they would lose. And then Jimmy Butler made the free throws, and I thought the Celtics were on the ropes. And then as soon as Marcus Smart's shot rimmed out, I thought they had lost. So to tip it in the way that they did, it was an instant classic. And now to go back to Boston, I think the Celtics are going to win. I mean, they won that last game, Game 6, despite not shooting well from three. If they get hot from three in their own building, then it's going to be really difficult for Boston to keep up, because their offense has just gone dry in recent games, and we know Boston can fill it up if they get hot.
Yeah, Chase, I agree with you, man. An instant classic. And it's been curious to see. It's like Boston has a personality disorder, man. One version shows up one night, another version the next night. Next month's draft coming up, though, Chase. The Wizards have the number 8 overall pick, and that's really the first chance that Michael Winger is going to have to put his stamp on this organization. I've seen a lot of Anthony Black, who I love, mock to Washington. Who are some names that you think make sense for D.C. at number 8?
Yeah, it's a good spot to be in. You know, it's a deep draft throughout the top 10 and throughout the first round, and especially at positions that the Wizards need in the long term. And Anthony Black is definitely on the short list of best fits for them. He's a 6'7" point guard from Arkansas, one of the most versatile defenders in this draft, and is also a really good passer. But he's not the only point guard with size who defends that is probably going to be available at 8. They could also look at Cason Wallace of Kentucky. He's 6'4". He's a more physical defender. He's a better shooter than Anthony Black, especially from three-point range. Cam Whitmore's another name I would keep an eye on. I don't think he's going to be there at 8, but it would be great if he was. He's from Villanova, 6'7", 41-inch vertical leap. He's actually from just west of Annapolis and grew up going to Wizards games. He's only 18, but does not play like it. I mean, you watch him on the court, he looks like a 25-year-old NBA veteran just dunking all over everyone. Mm-hmm. So those are three players that really stand out to me. But Jairus Walker of Houston, he's from Baltimore. He's a power forward. So is Taylor Hendricks of UCF. Those are guys I would take a look at. And also, you know, they need three-point shooting, and Grady Dick of Kansas is one of the best three-point shooters in this draft. So that's another name I would keep an eye on. But the three primary players I think that are they're probably going to be choosing from are Cam Whitmore, Anthony Black, and Cason Wallace.
Chase, greatly appreciate the time as always, my friend. It's great to have you back on the air. We'll do this again soon, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, Chase.
That is Chase Hughes. He covers the Washington Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. He was good enough to join us via the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. So, Linnell, great stuff there from Chase. It makes me feel a little bit more optimistic as to what to expect from Michael Winger.
Yeah, and I think that I don't know if you feel about this. I want to hit the phones here again if we can. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines wide open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at us as well. It's at the Denton Day and at NELL underscore BTP. From talking to Chase Denton, it's got me thinking, like, what are the realistic scenarios for this basketball team moving forward? Should they move Bradley Beal? Who are they going to be potentially targeting next month in the draft? What do Wizards fans want them to do? Because I feel like me, I wake up one day wanting one thing, wake up another day wanting another. So, I don't know. A lot to kick around here.
I would agree with that. It does feel like you wake up wanting one thing one day and the next.
I'm inconsistent. I'm the world's most consistent inconsistent man.
All right, so the phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the Wizards. Plus, I'm going to tell you why I am so unbelievably happy I was born in 1995. We'll do that next. It's B. Mitch and Finley, Denton Day. Linnell Willingham in for B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley both out. It is Memorial Day. They are cooking out, grilling. I don't know. Did they invite you to their cookout?
Of course not. No. Oh, man, I'm not old enough to hang out with those cats.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to their cookout either.
And I have too much hair, too.
Loved it. Well, I might get my invite soon then because I'm running out.
Oh, man.
Love the update by our guy Byron Kerr. A lot of pizzazz in there. I'm digging it. So obviously, Denton Day, Linnell Willingham, in for B. Mitch and Finley here. You can hit us up on Twitter at the Denton Day, at NELL underscore BTP for Linnell. And we're talking Wizards here, Linnell. We just had Chase Hughes on, and Chase, yeah. I think Chase did a really good job kind of putting into perspective what we can expect from Michael Winger while also stressing the fact he's going to hire another general manager.
Yeah, so while we're all falling in love with Michael Winger, slow down. We got somebody else that we need to put the magnifying glass over, so to speak, right?
And I'm hoping the guy that he gets, quite honestly, has some testicular fortitude.
He's got to.
And isn't afraid to make big moves.
He's got to, because this is, and I said it the other night, right now, Wizards fans, this is the most important time for young fans in your life, right? First time in 20-plus years, we are going to have a different executive running the basketball operation here. I wonder what Ted Leonsis, I wonder what was like the breaking point for billionaire Ted. Was it Rui Hachimura going ape you know what in the playoffs for the Lakers?
I'm sure he couldn't. Seeing as Ted once signed Jan Mahimi to $64 million because he had three good games against the Wizards, I'm sure watching a former Wizard perform well against Steph Curry did not make Ted happy.
It hurt him. And the other thing I want to say, it's a pipe dream before we get to the calls. Michael Winger, big swinger, has got cachet as an exec. People respect him. Can we maybe get the KD to DC hype train rolling again? Because what's going on in Phoenix?
Oh, that's a pipe dream.
It was such a pipe dream.
That's a pipe dream. I don't even think Kevin Durant has a player option on his contract.
Yeah.
That's something he does. He never does.
Wishful thinking, right?
Wishful thinking. All right. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067. Patrick is in Orange County. Patrick, you're on B. Mitch and Finley with Dende and Linnell Willingham.
What up, Pat?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, so I think this Wizards team this past season was an elite point guard away from being probably top five in the East. But that's probably not going to happen unless this Wizards team does what the Miami Dolphins did a couple of years ago to get Tua, which was blow out all the overpriced talent that was underperforming. Once they do that, they can actually start the rebuild process. And if you've got the right player, it happens quicker than most people expect. When you do a slow rebuild, a rebuild on the fly, it's 3 to 5 years if things go right. But if you knock everybody out the door and do your best to bring in good talent right off the bat, it happens in a year and a half. So I think that's what the Wiz need to do.
Hey, Patrick, I appreciate
that's
the call.
That's a great call.
Man. Yeah, but the one thing I do want to caution people on when it comes to a rebuild from the Washington Wizards, I don't know if you've gotten the press release, Denton. The scouting department's still intact right now, right? That was the big issue with this group. That's the reason why this team is in the position that they're in. If you can't hit on your lottery picks, you will not be good. Look at the Boston Celtics. They're an example of that. Well, they hit on their guys.
My pushback was going to be, who are the elite point guards that you could get? Because the expectation with Monte Morris is that Monte Morris was going to be a step up, and then you see the team that he left get better at the point guard position, and he's here, and you're thinking, well, this is, I mean, since John Wall, they've tried to get backup point guards, and they tried about seven different guys. None of them ever ended up working. Now you're trying to replace John Wall. You tried with Russell Westbrook. Didn't work. You're trying with Monte Morris, and they were signs.
Mm-hmm.
They were like games where he looked good.
I think he was battling injuries last year a lot of the time, it felt like.
Right, but he never put together months of looking good, which if you're going to be a great point guard and if you're going to be a top five in the East, because the East is top heavy.
It is.
Like, you can't tell me that the Wizards, if they didn't have a good point guard, were better. Like, they were better than the Nets.
100%.
The Nets didn't have a lot. I mean,
talking about post-trade deadline.
Don't tell Spencer Dinwiddie that, but the Wizards were better than the Nets. So I agree with the point guard. The problem is there's not a lot of elite point guards because the team, if nothing else, they have attempted.
Yeah.
They have not hit and they haven't succeeded, but they have attempted to go get somebody to play the point guard position.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because, like you kind of alluded to, since John Wall tumultuously left town, like that point guard position has been vacant, right? Russell Westbrook was a one-year rental. Ish Smith was thrown in there. So there are plenty of other options.
All right, let's get to Tim in Tonytown. Tim, you are on 106.7 The Fan, B. Mitch and Finley with Denton and Linnell Willingham. What's going on, Tim?
Yes, hi. Good morning. A good topic. I want to ask you, and I haven't really heard, was Tommy Shepard's hands really tied by Ted Leonsis? Because I understand Bradley Beal wanted the no-cause, you know, trade clause, blah, blah, blah. But did Ted Leonsis really get involved more than he should have? I don't know the answer to that. I frankly would have traded Bradley Beal before they signed him to the newest contract. And I just wonder if Tommy Shepard was really the scapegoat because Ted got so involved. I don't know if Ted Leonsis really got involved with, you know, the fact that we're going to keep Bradley Beal, we're going to give him the no-trade clause, and so forth and so on. And at this point, if you're going to hire somebody, if Ted was really involved more than you know, with the other teams. I think he needs to stay out of the management and let the general manager let the general manager be free. And here we are. If you're 50 years or younger, you don't remember a darn thing about the Bullets and Wizards winning anything.
Yeah.
Tim, appreciate the call.
Yeah.
If Tommy Shepard Lanell were to write a tell-all book, which I don't think things were that bad to where he's going to need a tell-all book, but in this hypothetical, if he's writing a tell-all book, my guess is that there was going to be some chapter in there about how Ted Leonsis was a little too bit hands-on.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear that, right? You're Tommy Shepard, right? You've been in this organization for years. You've worked with Ted for years. Where are your kahunas at, young man? He's not a young man.
He's not young.
Look, when Bradley Beal comes to y'all and says, hey, look, we want to work on a max deal, the conversation stops when he asks for a no-trade clause. And that's what I need to find out in this tell-all book. How in the hell did Bradley Beal finesse his way into godfather status here with the Wizards? We haven't won a playoff series since John Wall left town. Bradley Beal hasn't done anything, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, for the life of me, like, I don't know. His agent needs to be my agent, because I could walk around with a big sticker on these offices if I had Bradley Beal's agent. The no-trade clause thing was absurd. I think he thought it was going to limit the trade conversations at the trade deadline. It didn't, because we still had those same conversations. Exactly. The only difference is you get to prove, or you get to choose. And maybe that's what Brad wanted, but I don't know why the Wizards would give that to him. Now, granted, that was last year. Don't care about that. What about this year? Andre's in Manassas. Andre, you're on B. Mitch and Finley with Denton Day and Linnell Willingham.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I mean, you guys mentioned a couple of things earlier. Cojones and testicular fortitude and all that good stuff. Any chance the GM could be a woman? You guys mentioned the Washington, D.C. Amber Nichols, she's doing a great job. Just curious as to whether or not you can see the Wizards being the first team to promote a woman GM.
I would love that. I mean, Andre, if a woman
she'd
is promoted.
And who would be some viable options besides Amber?
I'd have to dig up on that, but I know.
I mean, Amber would probably be the best option because she has some sort of sway within the organization. Now, I would say selfishly, would people get upset if we were asking a woman to have testicular fortitude? Linnell, I have no idea. Because, I mean, that's still in the vocabulary, right? But
yeah, no,
look, if a woman is the best candidate for the job and she's going to get this franchise back to glory, go for it. Like, I don't care.
Come on.
As long as you are good for the job, that's all we need, because we want success. I've been starved for success since my fandom.
And Amber Nichols, yes, she's a woman candidate, but she would be a lot more qualified than some of the other candidates, right? Like, she is a real success story. I talked about it when we were on with Chase. And I'm not saying this because I'm a Wizards fan. We have the best G League organization right now in all of the G League. That was going to get real wordy for a second. But no, like, our G League is lit, to put it, like, lightly, right? This is a group. Chris Dunn got called up to the Utah Jazz, played significant minutes for them. We saw Jay Huff win Defensive Player of the Year.
Is that like the Chris Dunn?
The Chris Dunn.
I thought Chris Dunn was going to be so good at
college. He resurrected his career with the go-go. He's going to be a team's backup point guard next year.
Yeah.
He played really good basketball. Jay Huff wins Defensive Player of the Year. Johnny Davis, we laugh about it all the time. His time with the G League is why we saw him take off in the last 10 games of the season. They built that confidence within him. And they know what they're doing down there, straight up.
If they go the route of a woman who takes the job, just please avoid with a commander. You know how the Commanders with every press release are like, look how progressive we are.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. Like, give us one press release of how progressive you are, and then please go and win. That's what we care about here.
That's all we ask.
All right, one more call, because this is our guy. G from the shop. G, you're on B. Mitch and Finley with D-Day and Linnell. What's up, man?
Man, happy Memorial Day, man. Just tuned in, man, to y'all, man, because I heard y'all was on there.
Yes,
Neil on the live. But, you know, I always been a Bulls fan because I went as a little kid to see the Bullets play. And they've been dookie my whole life.
Look.
And y'all talking about a woman takeover? I'm all for equal opportunity. I don't care if a damn dog take over, because anybody take over going to be better than what's going on over there. I watched them draft John Vesely, Otto Porter. Man, Brad Beal, you had to pick Brad Beal at that spot, but that's why I said they ain't got no forward-thinking people, man. You got to pick Brad Beal at that spot or trade down or get some stock, man. That all them drafts they've been involved in, the high picks, they either done screwed it up because they done drunk too much liquor the night before, or they done pick sandwich makers. You know what I'm saying?
They picked Chris Singleton. Right?
Hey, bro, they drafted Chris Singleton, and they could have got Tobias Harris or Jimmy Butler. Like, what are we talking about? They've been cheeks for years. They need to get somebody in there that's competent and knows how to build a personnel. You also need to get in the room, restructure, or renegotiate that thing with Brad Beal and figure out that no trade clause needs to go in the garbage. That's a fact. Yeah. I'm with Kuzma because he a walking double-double and he's still young as a mug. I'm still with Porzingis because I know his injury status, but what if he can find a home here and finally stay healthy? But I'm not with Brad Beal. Mm. And shout out to Brad Beal, but Brad Beal might need to come play down the Goodman League this summer.
Yeah.
Because it ain't looking good over there, what I'm seeing, and I don't go to the games. You know, they don't let me smoke in Capital One, so, you know, I just watch from the basement, man. I look, hey, then they, Lunell, you know, Lunell, my son, man, my Montgomery County son, man. Oh, you know, I'm always tuned in.
We got G tapped in.
G from the shop. G, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the Memorial Day.
That's, you know, what we didn't ask G, man. I know G's on the grill. G's got to be on the grill.
I bet he's on the grill.
He's got to be on the grill. I lost my train of thought there for a second again. We were talking about this during the break, how frequently this happens to me. I might need to get checked out. Working with Doc Walker for as long as I had through an entire football season, him hit me over the head.
Be careful. He might come hit you over the head now.
Is that whose voice I
heard?
Yeah,
I see him over there.
Good gracious.
He's here early.
DOC and Scott Jackson get ready to come up.
They got 2 hours. He's here super early. Yeah. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Ben Standing of the Athletics is going to jump on and join us. That's coming your way at noon. Coming up next, though, I'm going to pay off my long tease. G from the shop kind of mentioned it a little bit. I'm so glad, Linnell, that I was born in 1995. I'll tell you why next. It's B. Mitch and Finley Denton and Linnell Willingham filling in on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch and Finley are out. We are on the 106.7. Denton Day, Linnell Willingham filling in. You can hit us up on the Twitter machine at the Denton Day, at NELL_BTP. We're simulcast on the Team 980 as well, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Linnell, I just had a birthday recently.
Happy, happy birthday. A happy, happy you. A happy Denton, a happy Linnell. That's good radio for you.
You come up with that on the
cuff. Come on, baby.
That was
you know what
good.
I do.
It was pretty good. I also recently found out, and we're going to have to address this in about an hour, I share a birthday with Doc Walker. Did not know that until our lovely email.
Oh.
That's not the story, though. That's not the story.
It is, but yeah.
Yeah, he's a little older than I am, just a bit.
A wee bit.
I was born in 95.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where I will jump on social media, and I am unbelievably grateful that I am born in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know the most recent reason that I've come to this conclusion?
Lay it on me.
I could not imagine looking up to Scottie Pippen. Now.
You're right.
I grew up in 95, so I'm aware of Scottie Pippen. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of the stuff that was coming in The Last Dance because I'm a sports nerd, right? But I understand a lot of people knew, they learned a lot of things from The Last Dance. Yeah. Scottie Pippen has been one of the most annoying people on social media for the past 2 years. He is like the B-list Kwame Brown of the 90s generation.
That's a zinger.
That is quite the zinger. But here's the most recent hilarious thing that Scottie Pippen said about his former teammate Michael Jordan, and we will tell you exactly why he said it after we play this audio.
To ever play the game of basketball, and there's no comparison to him, none. So does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He was a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Now, why would he say that, Linnell?
I don't know. Maybe he was drinking bourbon. Maybe he was smoking a green cigar. Or who knows? Or he couldn't have been sober.
Do you think it was because Michael Jordan's son happens to be having sexual intercourse with his wife?
That may do it. That may rub you the wrong way. That may get you to turn on the greatest basketball player of all time, allegedly. I don't believe Jordan's the GOAT either, but for the sake of this conversation.
Well, apparently, according to Scottie Pippen, there are no great players.
Right, well.
They're just great teams. You cannot be great on your own. You have to be a part of a team. Scottie Pippen got mad at Michael Jordan because of the way he was portrayed in The Last Dance. But there's so much more to unpack here.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on in the Pippen household. I have no idea. And there's no way for me to know. But Larsa Pippen does not like Scottie Pippen.
No.
The way that she is moving. I mean, she got with Michael Jordan's kid.
All-time worst ex-wife.
All-time stuff.
All-time worst ex-wife.
All-time stuff. And then she's with a bunch of other NBA players.
Yeah, that's what she does. She's a three-letter word.
And she happened to be with an NBA player that was then on the team with her son.
Yeah.
I mean, not just all-time bad wife. That's all-time bad mom.
Back in the day, we would call her a roller, a gunk. I mean, there's so many things to call it, but it's crazy.
What she needs is a lack of Mother's Day presents. Like,
yeah.
You got to stop the presents coming your way for Mother's Day at that point. I'm
sure
sorry.
She's getting all types of Mother's Day presents, buddy, but this is what gets me from Jordan's perspective. How do you view this? Do you say, son, do you dap him up over it? Because it's like a dig at Scottie. And I know Jordan doesn't like Scottie. He can't.
I don't even know if Jordan likes his own son. That's the most hilarious thing. It's not like Jordan's a great father.
You're right. Yeah.
He is a great basketball player, and it kind of stops there. You know, he doesn't do a lot of other things very well, unfortunately. No. And his shoes are great.
Yeah, shoes are very good.
His shoes. Have you seen Air?
No, I haven't. And people will drab t-shirt of listening to the Junkies. He keeps talking about how fake it is and how it's not real.
Drab Tiberius shirt.
Yeah. Okay, Tiberius shirt. But nah, so you've seen Air.
I have not seen Air.
So
no.
You haven't. Oh, so
no,
just
but
like
everybody
me.
Talks about it. And I'm like, do I actually need to see the movie? Or
yeah, I think your co-host, Kevin Sheehan, did a whole podcast on the movie Air.
Him he and did, but that wasn't radio, so.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I listen. Dang. If Neil and Rockfield tells me that I was mentioned, I will go back and listen.
I wanted to give you some numbers because Scottie Pippen went on to say he was horrible, talking about Jordan pre-Pippen, saying he was horrible. The final season before Scottie Pippen joined Michael Jordan and the Bulls, he averaged 37.1 points per game on just under 50% shooting from the field. That is like all-time stuff.
Guy sucks. He's terrible.
He's terrible. Doesn't pass to his teammates. I do give some credence to what he said on that. Jordan playing pre-Pippen was playing with nobody, so of course he's going to take all the shots. It's what you want. But Scottie was just pointing out a convenient fact for him in his argument.
Yeah, but I can't even name guys off the cuff that were on those teams. Yeah. Like, I know some of the old, like, Horace Grant, Tony Kukoc, and Kerr, and all these guys in their championship teams. I'm not expertly familiar.
No.
I'm maybe Jimmy Paxton was on there, or John Paxton, whatever the guy's name is.
Who that
Someone's
is.
Gonna get upset at me.
You said Paxton? They have good genes.
I'm sure. Give yourself a bell for that one. Give yourself a bell.
Oh, you said a bell. I patted myself on the back for those who can't see.
Because you were packing, son. Yeah, I got Correct. You. But yeah, I would want Michael Jordan to shoot too.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if Scottie Pippen has watched. A lot of teams in the 90s went heavy ISO. A lot of teams do that now. If you have a really good player, you want them to shoot a lot.
That's what you do.
Like, it's pretty cut and dry. It's basketball for dummies right there.
You hit on it as to why this is a story and why he continues to make these outlandish comments. I would be upset, too, if my teammate's son was banging my ex-wife.
I just can't imagine. Like, imagine being a... I'm 28, born 95. Imagine being, like, 37. You grew up with a Scottie Pippen poster in your room, and every time you look at the internet, he's saying some nonsense like this about how Michael Jordan sucks, and you're just like...
It's nutty.
All right, bro. We gotta get you away from social media.
The other weird thing I don't like about Scottie Pippen, I am like one of those people who think that his voice is like cap. It's a facade. There's no way in hell his voice is actually that deep.
He's a very deep voice.
It's creepy. It's Darth Vader.
Wouldn't it be weird if you met him in person and his voice wasn't like that? Like, could you imagine if it was like this super high, I can't even go that high, but imagine if it was like this super high octave voice.
Yeah, like, but what if he, like this every
what
time.
If he sounded like EB?
EB from the Junkies?
From the Junkies. Like, you hear Scottie Pippen talking like this.
LeBron will be the greatest.
And then you meet him for the first time and he sounds like EB or Cakes. Like, literally anybody that's voice isn't.
LeBron will be the greatest.
That damn deep.
It's a shame, man. It's a shame. But look, we got to the root of the issue. This is what happens when your teammate's son pipes your ex-wife.
That's it. It really is as simple as that. We'll transition here. It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. Denton Day, Linnell Willingham filling in. You can hit us up on Twitter at TheDentonDay, at NELL_BTP. We'll transition into the Commanders. Somehow we've gone a full 2 hours without talking any Commanders. That feels like a record. We better get pats on the back endlessly on social media from all the trolls that say this station never talks about anything else. I want my flowers. Linnell wants his flowers. But we'll transition to the Commanders. Ben Standing of The Athletic going to join us next. You're on B. Mitch and Finley.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.